Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome to another episode of Stirling Municipal Library's podcast, where we recommend books for you to read.
And the reason Katie is saying that is we have another first on our show. Oftentimes, as people who work with books, we occasionally get titles in that are real head scratchers. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of surprised that the book even exists.
Yep.
For me, that's the book Amish Vampires in Space, which is still on my to-read list.
Uh-huh.
But for Lisa and Brandy, who are joining us today, it is a short story whose advice we would give to absolutely no one. It's called Kissing the Coronavirus. Can you guys tell us how you discovered this book?
This is Lisa. Hello, everybody. I was scrolling through all my books online and this one happened to pop up and I was like, no way. So I pulled it up and it said it was 99 cents. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team and I'm going to download it. And I emailed everybody that this was actually a book. The author name is MJ Edwards and the book is called Kissing the Coronavirus. And on the book, it just says she was supposed to cure the coronavirus. Instead, she fell in love with it. So I was like, okay. Now, Brandy and I decided, okay, we're going to go ahead and read it just so we can let everybody know about it. Now, this is the shortest book I've ever bought. It's only 16 pages.
For 99 cents. She's making a killing.
And it was, like I said, 15-minute read, and I can never get that 15 minutes back.
So was your first read through, was it, for both of you, was it a good experience? Ooh, it's weird to give it a single term, but.
So when I read it, it was a little different than any book I have ever read.
Uh-huh.
I do not do romance of any sort, especially not the risque type, but I would have to say it was an amazing 15 minutes. It was very well spent on Lisa's 99 cents. I was great. I laughed through the whole 15 minutes.
Was this like the equivalent of watching someone like fall down bleachers or like a train wreck where you're just like, oh no, this is so engaging, but it's so bad?
Yes and no. So it's like a train wreck, but it's Hulk driving.
The Hulk driving a train.
That's true.
And I think obviously this book is definitely, if it had a rating, it would be M for mature.
The
writing is intentionally bad, right?
Very.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Very. Yes. I don't even know how to explain it. It was so bad.
What was it about?
So there's these doctors that mm-hmm. are trying to find the cure for coronavirus. And the main character, which her name is Alexa Ashenford, she is with another doctor. There was actually four doctors. Mm-hmm. Two doctors died. And so the one doctor that she's working with, they're in, I guess, in this room for months trying to figure out how to find the cure. And finally, but as time goes on, she's having these feelings.
From lack thereof, from the last few months?
Yes. Yeah. You know, she's stuck in
Lonely.
A room with another
Isolation
man.
Will do that to
yes.
anyone.
Yeah. So she's stuck in this room with another doctor, a man, and she's just, you know, her imagination is really wild. So they come up with, I think they come up with the cure. She has these vials. And you'll have to read the story to understand what I'm talking about, the vial. Anyways, so this doctor actually injects himself and he just tells her, hey, I have the coronavirus. So he injects himself. And then he turns into this green monster, mm-hmm. which is the virus. He's no longer, his name is Dr. Girthley Chund. Girthley Chund. Anyways, so he turns into this virus and she's like, you know, doctor, are you okay? He's like, who are you talking to? Who am I? And this and that. And she's like, she notices that he's all green and everything is green. Everything on his body's green. And so he's like, you know, she's like, who are you? He's like, I don't know. Well, I think I know. And she's like, are you the virus? And he's like, I think I am. Yes, I am. And this and that. Anyways, he goes and tells her that she's asymptomatic, so it's okay to be close to him.
Because mm-hmm. okay.
she's already had, she, so she finds out she gave the other doctors the
so
virus.
She killed them.
Yeah, so oh. it was her fault.
She was the carrier.
She was the carrier, yeah. So now, so he's like, I guess hugging her to try to calm her down, and they have all these feelings. And
everyone is happy
and she doesn't know, is this love? You know, she keeps asking herself, could this be love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
So it's hard to explain, like I said.
It's really hard to give a G-rated description of a book that you have told me is almost explicitly M.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, 50 Shades had nothing on this.
So since this is only 16 pages, about how many pages did it take before clothes were removed?
I would say clothes didn't actually come off until the virus became a man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's kind of just picture Hulk, you know, so this man turns into this big oversized green monster and his clothes literally just like
shred off
of him. And that's why you can see that everything is green.
Oh my gosh.
But one thing I do want to note is this woman actually was attracted or had feelings for the virus before he took shape as a man.
When he was
that's where I go back to the
baby
vial.
That's where the vial comes in.
That's where the vial comes in. Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's how you know that she really loves him.
Yes.
And I think there might be a second book.
Oh, no.
Because the way it ends, and just to let you know, I will not spend 99 cents on it.
But I will.
Sorry.
So let me get this straight. Like, have they just been trapped in this lab and going nowhere else? Do they go home? What happened to the other doctors who died? Were their bodies just, like, carted off randomly?
Well, they don't say what happened.
16 pages, Leslie. They live in a
or
box.
Or are they making out around, like, dead people?
Well, I think they just push him through the door and then they close the door.
I mean, she just says that the other two, there was four doctors working on this and two had passed. So I guess.
And the third one becomes the coronavirus.
He takes over his body.
Yeah.
And changes him because the main doctor was short with a mustache that, he had a beard and, you know, she was like, he's okay. Because she thought about him, too.
She's like, I could, I guess.
Yeah. So,
did you get the impression that she was losing her mind and just hallucinating? Like, maybe she had the coronavirus and it...
I think you're giving it way too much credit, Leslie.
Yeah. No, she was just in a room for too long. That's all I can say.
I think it's exactly what it says on the tin.
Exactly.
Now, you did a little bit of research about the author, too.
Yes.
Yes. Like I said, her name is MJ Edwards. She's married and has 19 ferrets.
Ooh.
Who has 19 ferrets?
MJ Edwards.
Married. Yeah. You know, so I was just like,
her
okay.
Husband's just looking at her right now like, huh.
I believe okay. This was her first book. She wrote it on a whim. Mm-hmm. You know, they were isolated in their house, and she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and write a book.
My understanding, she may have lost her job due to the COVID, and basically had the spare time.
99 cents per 16 pages. She hopefully got that back.
You know, the shocking thing about all of it is it actually had really good ratings on Amazon.
I think that's because people were like, this is beautiful.
I mean, it's kind of basically like the Onion of romance novels.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the romance person. Mm-hmm. I love romance. But this was just, this was out of left field, straight out.
See, and me, I think if you were to gone into it thinking, okay, this is a serious story, you would be very disappointed.
Yes.
But being said I don't ever read anything like its type, I mean, it was just like pure humor for me.
Well, mm-hmm. Like Brandy said, the first time we read it, we laughed. Oh my God, it was so funny. We just reread it earlier, and it was just like, why did I read this in the first place?
Why did we read it twice?
Yeah. You
know? It's basically just to say that you read it.
Yeah, I guess.
I actually shared the image of the book. I think it was my Goodreads review. I shared it on my social media account, and you know, everybody was liking it, and somebody made a comment, and I was like, yeah, I actually read this, and they're like, this is a real book. We thought it was a joke.
So I have a challenge for you that may be impossible. I actually have a cousin. I posted it on my social media as well, just because the novelty of it is so goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He sent me a whole bunch of screenshots of different portions of it. Apparently mm-hmm. He bought it, and all of it was astonishingly like R-rated. Is there even a sample sentence you can give us that is not?
That's a good challenge. Give us your most G-rated sentence.
One of my favorites is, I think, when the first paragraph.
So, Brandy.
I can't say that.
say it wrong. I have it in front
of me. Oh, what Brandy was saying.
She's got to check all the
parts okay,
of the sentence.
Okay, so it's this one. It says, it had been so long since Alexa had been with a man that the virus was the only thing she could get near to, which gave her any sort of thrill. The tickle in her knickers when she worked with the sample was the only sexual release she had experienced since the virus had unleashed.
That's your PG sentence.
That has to be the
it's about the cleanest sentence in the book.
So So, Brady, you said when you went back, you were, like y'all both said, you were just kind of like, why did I spend 15 minutes of my life reading this? And you're not a romance person. Do you think that other people who don't really like romance might like this just for, like, the silliness of it, like, the novelty of it? Or do you think maybe you're a little more adventurous than most people who aren't romance fans?
Once again, I would say it depends on your sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, if you go into it reading it thinking, oh, this is a serious read, this is going to be comparable to the other romance novels I've read before or whatever the case, you're going to be disappointed. But if you go in there realizing for really what it is, it's great.
And I think maybe you have to be a little more open-minded towards, like, dirty stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be one of those clean reads person.
Some risque reads need to be okay with you because they are not going to hold back as far as I know.
Alexa does not hold back.
No.
And from the excerpts that I read, like, the writing really is intentionally bad. They will use the same adjective more than once in a sentence just to drive home that they're trying to break all of the writing rules.
Yes. They really want to really squick you out, I think, where you just go like, oh.
Brandy, you brought up at one point when you were talking about it how all of the scientific terms are made up.
For the most part, yes. They're all, like, made up. They'll use words in there that maybe aren't, like, full-blown scientific. I think really the best part is the names. It's Ashington Ford?
Ashington Ford, Gertley Chun, and then there was a Dr. K.
Yeah, like, all the names are just, like, really, like, fictional. It's, like, two or three last names stuck together.
Very fancy-pantsy doctor names if you were just, like, a person who was like, what's a fancy doctor? Maybe Ashington Ford.
Yeah, I took that on the names. I was like, huh.
I mean, to be fair, I think that's a pretty good romance novel, like, pun, like, parody. Like, they usually have, like, pretty cool last names, and then they just went a step further and gave them, like, kind of ridiculous.
The last doctor name was Dr. Wobble.
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 So, Lisa, you usually are a romance reader. Did you find this to be an affront? Or
was it funny enough to be worth it?
No, it was funny. I mean, for the 99 cents, it was a funny read. You know, I don't take it personal. It was, you know, it was just one of those really, you know. And I've read, like, raunchy romance that, like, oh my gosh, but there was a storyline to it, you know?
So there really is no storyline.
There's
here.
Really no story. I mean, I can't even explain.
Importantly,
this.
Is there a happily ever after?
Well, that's why I say towards the end, while they're holding each other, it just stops there. Like,
oh, so they're still locked up in the lab?
They're
together?
Still locked up in the lab.
Well,
and
she can't write the second novel until the vaccine is out everywhere.
Here, I'll just read the last part.
Okay.
She lay still and listened to COVID's heart, and she closed her eyes, and she rested, and rested, and
she dead.
And that's the way it ends.
Did she die?
I have no idea.
Did she ever wonder if she should vaccinate the doctor?
I feel
was taken over by the virus.
The great thing about the story is as soon as this doctor turns into this big green monster and she realizes he's COVID, she then wants to make sure she stays back 6 feet.
She wants the social distance now.
But she wasn't really worried about in the beginning of the book.
Oh my gosh. So I will go ahead and say to all of our listeners, we do not have this book at the library. Sorry about that. You'll have to get it off of Amazon.
Yes, it is ebook only.
Ebook only,
and I think specifically Amazon only.
Yeah.
But would you recommend it to for other people to read?
You know, I would recommend it to my book friends that would take this and
like,
laugh
like
about
lightly,
it.
Yeah.
But not if somebody says, you know, I want a good romance novel.
Oh, well,
can you recommend me one?
Sure. Science-based romance novel.
Yeah, so absolutely not. Only to, you know, to people I know.
Yes.
Definitely wouldn't recommend it to the mom.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And we were talking earlier about how, you know, yes, we do agree that COVID-19 is a tragedy, so we're by no means trying to make light of that. We just have to review a...
Especially because this seemed to take the world by storm, at least as I saw it, because I saw it posted a few different places before I saw the email from Lisa. So it was definitely making its way around, and it seemed like it brought people a little bit of joy, or at least like a comedic shame in the human race.
Kind of, yeah. Like,
that's a great way to put it.
Together in pairs nowadays.
Yes, yes. So lonely, she'll date anyone.
Up next, courting the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's the historical fiction version.
Yes, I mean, the thing is, he didn't even take her out to dinner first, you know?
No, I mean, he is the coronavirus, so maybe he was just being safe.
I still wonder how you go from trying to stay 6 feet away to...
Well, sometimes you just can't help an animal magnetism.
There you go.
I think that's when he uses that famous pickup line, you're asymptomatic and you already had it.
Oh!
There you go.
The famous pickup line of, it's okay, you already have what I have.
I mean, it was love at first sight.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It goes to show you, love is out there.
It's true for anybody.
For anybody.
Or any virus. Who knows? I think probably, though, we should stop talking about this. And before it gets so raunchy that we can't post it online.
Yes, I agree. Thank you guys so much for bringing us a ridiculous read.
Yep.
Anytime.
Yeah. Hopefully next year has fewer romance novels about pandemics.
Yes.
I agree.
Stay tuned next week for much better book recommendations.
Yes. Bye.